I don't agree that he should be sent up to Disturbed, which would simply be an easy way of passing our problem on to another ward. And I don't agree that he is some kind of extraordinary being, some kind of super psychopath. She waits, but nobody is about to disagree. For the first time, she takes a sip of her coffee. The cup comes away from her mouth with that red-orange color on it. I stare at the rim of the cup in spite of myself. She couldn't be wearing lipstick that color. The color on the rim of the cup must be from heat. Touch of her lips set it smoldering. I'll admit that my first thought when I began to recognize Mr. McMurphy for the disturbing force that he is was that he should most definitely be sent up to Disturbed. But now I believe it is too late. Would removing him undo the harm that he has done to our ward? I don't believe it would, not after this afternoon. I believe if he were sent to Disturbed now, it would be exactly what the patients would expect. He would be a martyr to them. They would never be given the opportunity to see that this man is not an, as you put it, Mr. Gideon, extraordinary person. She takes another sip and sets the cup on the table. The whack of it sounds like a gavel. All three residents sit bolt upright. No, he isn't extraordinary. He is simply a man and no more, and is subject to all the fears and all the cowardice and all the timidity that any other man is subject to. Given a few more days, I have a very strong feeling that he will prove this, to us as well as the rest of the patients. If we keep him on the ward, I am certain his brashness will subside, his self-made rebellion will dwindle to nothing, and, she smiles, knowing something nobody else does, that our red-headed hero will cut himself down to something patients will all recognize and lose respect for. A braggart and a blowhard of the type who may climb up on a soapbox and shout for a following, the way we've all seen Mr. Cheswick do, then back down the moment there is any real danger to him personally. Well, patient McMurphy, the boy with the pipe feels he should try to defend his position and save face just a little bit, does not strike me as a coward. I expect her to get mad, but she doesn't. She just gives him that let's wait and see look and says, I didn't say he was exactly a coward, Mr. Gideon. Oh, no. He's simply very fond of someone. As a psychopath, he's much too fond of a Mr. Randall Patrick McMurphy to subject him to any needless danger. She gives the boy a smile that puts his pipe out for sure this time. If we just wait for a while, our hero will, what is it you college boys say, give up his bit? Yes? But that may take weeks, the boy starts. We have weeks, she says. She stands up, looking more pleased with herself than I've ever seen her look since McMurphy came to trouble her a week ago. We have weeks, or months, or even years, if need be. Keep in mind that Mr. McMurphy is committed. The length of time he spends in this hospital is entirely up to us. Now, if there is nothing else,